With this Fifi, Dave, Feb and Byron catch up, you've got the freedom to listen wherever and whenever you like. Thanks to Jeep's Freedom Days, you could win one of seven $7,000 vouchers to put towards your ultimate holiday that represents freedom. See jeepfreedom.com.au for details.
Big week for Katy Perry because every day this week on our radio show, we are giving away tickets. That right, that's right. Keep listening because at any time during the next few hours, you could score two tickets to see Katy Perry in her only Australian concert. We're the only tickets in town. Now, Katy, in this a very bizarre Big Brother-style promotional tactic for her new album, did this four-day YouTube live stream.
I slept with Katy Perry last
night. I bet you did! In her gym jams.
Yep. She was just going live and I was laying in bed going, we're in the same bed.
I'm so glad this is all happening before 8 when there's kids in the car. This is...
You know, and one of our other favourites, James Corden, who late night show host over in the States, great, very funny guy, went in and had a chat with her in this environment. And he asked her some questions that have gotten a lot of attention because Katy usually very private. And she has discussed her ex-boyfriends in a game of truth or dare.
Oh, here I go.
In a game of truth or dare.
Where do you rank, Fev? Come on.
James Corden asked her to rank her lovers. So remember, there's some pretty high-profile ones in there. She dated John Mayer, most recently Orlando Bloom, and even Diplo. Now, Byron, do I believe we have the audio of this?
Yeah, let's check it out.
People are like, who's the one that got away about?
Yeah.
That's Groban.
Is he single though?
No, he's like one of my good friends.
Was that the right guy?
The one that got away is Josh Groban. Opera star Josh Groban is the one that got away.
What, hey, can we just backtrack a little bit? Is Diplo a form of Lego? What is Diplo?
Diplo's a DJ. We know Diplo from Major Lazer. He's worked with Skrillex.
Major Lazer.
Thanks for that, Major Lazer.
We've played Major
Lazer. I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm working radio. I didn't know who Diplo was.
Major Lazer?
Lazer.
Isn't that a hatchback?
You guys.
Back to the game of truth or dare. Anyway, she's rated them Diplo in at number 3. She then put Orlando Bloom in at number 2. And she said John Mayer. She said, look, they're all amazing lovers, but that's the order. John Mayer, followed by Orlando, followed by Diplo. So John Mayer's doing quite well there. Mm. But what she did say and reveal, as Byron just played then, she did reveal that...
Did he play it too early?
Yeah.
I've also got audio of Hugh Grant doing a shoey if you need it.
Oh, that was Friday. That's done.
I don't need that right now. What I need to do is get back on track.
It's not that hard. She's got the hots for lots of guys, but the one that got away was Josh Groban. It's not that complicated.
But we, okay, it's okay. Don't get defensive. Don't get defensive.
Oh, my God, this is so confusing.
No.
It's not.
No. No, it's not. Okay, so.
He's just trying to be real prominent because he's been away for a while. But just chill, Byron.
So she revealed that the one that got away...
Would you believe it? It was Josh Groban.
No!
I never saw this coming.
So when Boxy does that and points to you, it's when you're supposed to play it.
Yeah, the only audio I've got was that. So anyway, you're welcome.
No, that's fine. No, so what's interesting about that, though, is that they're now friends. So they're really, really good friends. So Josh Groban.
Unlike everyone here in the studio.
Josh Groban's the one that got away and he's her best friend now. And I've never been in this situation where I...
Get out of it!
...the best friend.
You have.
But no, I haven't.
I don't think you can, Boxy. You can't be best friends and be in love with that person. It can't work.
See, I don't think it can either, Fev. I'm glad we are very like-minded. I think that once the second you're in love with your best friend, well, you can't be best friends anymore.
That's it, you're done.
But 131060, if anyone is listening, and they are in love with their best friend... And maybe they've never said it out loud. Maybe they'd like the voice disguiser.
Yeah.
Does
maybe
it work?
You'd like some tips on how
with the
to
voice
maybe.
Disguiser, hopefully.
Oh, I'm not guessing today is the day for the voice disguiser. But anyway, 131060, are you in love with your best friend? Is it challenging?
This.
Or did you tell your friend?
I'm in love with
what
the best
happened?
Friend.
What happened? What happened after you confided and said to your best friend, I'm in love with you?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Katy had her four-day live YouTube stream and she admitted some things on that, which were very candid. She said that she rated her lovers, John Mayer the best, followed by Orlando Bloom, followed by Diplo. She also revealed that Josh Groban, who is now one of her best friends, is the one that got away.
People are like, who's the one that got away about?
Yeah.
That's Groban.
Is he single though?
No, he's like one of my good friends.
Ooh. Oh, so we're all single? Good friends until you hook up with someone.
Josh Groban's not married to Catherine Heigl. Well, that's Josh Kelly,
didn't
isn't it?
Answer that question, did you?
I think Josh Groban is single. What? Yes, he is, and Leon confirmed it.
Hey,
there you
Boxy.
Go. Leon does know something, Fev.
What other facts do you have about people who have the same name as them?
Okay. I get them confused. They're both Josh's. But anyway, now you never know. She's now revealed that. Now things are either going to get awkward with Josh Groban if he's not interested in
her. It's awkward
back.
Now.
Yeah.
Awkward.
They can't be mates, surely, now.
I don't know. Well, 131060. We have asked the question, are you in love with your best friend or have you told your best friend you're in love with them? How did that pan out? Sean in Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
You good, Sean?
Yeah, I was friends with my friend for about a year and then after a while I asked her out and we've been together for 2 years now and got a kid on the way.
Oh, there we go.
Well done. Now, Sean, when you realise you're friends... And then after a year, you thought, I've got to tell her. Were you nervous about that? Because that could have just blown it all up.
Oh, I was packing it.
Packing what, heat?
Backing yourself. No, good on you, Sean. Got to be in it to win it.
That was a wonderfully Australian response. Mate, I was packing it.
Mia in Roeville. Hi, Mia.
Hi.
Mia, are you in love with your best friend?
I am.
Mia, do they know?
Yeah. So what happened was we went to dinner, just, you know, as friends, and I had a bit to drink, and then I told him that I loved him and that I had since we were in year seven. And then he left the restaurant without saying much and then came back around half an hour later with his girlfriend and had dessert.
Oh. So hang on, Mia, he went and got, where was
I
his
I did not
girlfriend?
Know it was going to end like that.
Was she on standby, just sort of outside?
You could have said anything other than dessert, I would have been shocked.
Hey, dead set, this chick's
not see that coming.
Babe, this chick's paying the bill, for sure. You've got to come back into the restaurant.
She told me she loved me. Let's have a double sundae.
Well, yeah, Ron, let's get some tiramisus and celebrate.
How does that happen?
It just makes no
sense. They did share dessert.
So, Mia, but where did the girlfriend come from?
Oh, she was probably waiting in the car outside.
Well, there's
But you and he were friends. You've gone out for dinner as mates.
Yeah.
He wasn't to know you were about to ask him or tell him you loved him. Why was his girlfriend just sitting out in the car?
Oh, no, because I think he wanted to invite her to dessert anyways.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so this old love you thing.
He wanted dessert, okay, not at the restaurant.
So she may never have known that you'd just done that. No.
Oh, no, I don't think she does.
Ooh,
right,
okay.
But he does.
It's a lot on
strange there. Decision strange. To bring her in for dessert.
Anyway, yeah, no, thanks for that.
Our producers aren't having a good day, are they?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I was in my element on Saturday night, guys. We had our Melton South ball mid-season.
Mid-season
well,
ball.
At R&B Friday, there was a lot of talk about it. Remember, we were yes. out and Fev was like, tomorrow night's going to be huge. I'm like, well, we're here right now, tonight.
You're working up
and some
to
of
it.
My players thought about that about halftime when we're 35 points up. Then we lost by 40.
Oh. Lost by 40?
Anyway, another story for another day. So I've worn my nice suit. I've got the bow tie on, looking dapper. I thought I better dress up. I'm the coach. Go out with the boys. I was out at Melton Park, Tabcourt Park, where the home of racing, which was a harness racing. Yeah, it's a really nice place.
It's a harness racing hotspot.
Yeah, but there was no races on, thank God. would have done my match payment as well. that was a joke. And so anyway, Robbie Williams' tribute band was playing, and his name's Louis. He actually played at my wedding. So anyway, I got up and sung Angels with him, which we always do when he does a little. And at the end, we said, I'm loving Alex instead, or whatever. Cling.
Was Alex there to hear it?
Alex was there. Oh, and everyone was like, oh, was like, yeah, lucky girl. And then anyway, he come on to sing a couple of bangers at the end. Bangers.
Really?
No Amy Winehouse. Okay. No bangers.
Yeah, what were
and
they?
Horses. So he's called me up to sing Horses.
Yeah.
And I'd had a few by then, so I was getting real down and dirty when the horses, you know, when you go riding. And
I don't want to be a stickler.
Pick you up.
Is that part of Robbie Williams' canon? Is horses part of the repertoire?
No, he done it because
he broke character.
Yeah, he broke character. He did it for me. And as I did the old drop the drink and pick you up, I pick you up, so I dropped the microphone, Something happened, Boxy.
What happened?
My pants split.
So, hang on. Whereabouts?
Straight down the back. So where your bum starts, straight down that line.
So just all out, bum gone, out.
And they dropped. Oh. Like there was no coming back because the tux I had on's got no belt.
Oh,
so
no.
It was a proper tux.
Yes, your pants and just off.
Pants were down the ankles. And I was up there singing Horses in front of all my team, who I'm the coach of, and all our sponsors of the footy club. Everyone. There was 250 people there. And the old pants split. And I'm like, could this why does this happen to me?
What I want to know.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
It feels like every day on the show of late, we talk about people doing shooies. Now, shooies, I didn't even know what a shooie was until you told me, Fev, when Daniel Ricciardo got a shoe.
When he finishes on the podium after a Formula One, whether first, second or third, he'll pour the champagne. Now they spray it on each other.
Yes.
It's like $1,000 bottle of champagne that they spray on each other. And he pours it into his shoe that he's been driving the 56 laps in.
Disgusting.
And just sculls it. And I got Owen's shoe, put milk in it, sculled it.
You did. Our producer Leon. You did, Owen. Fev. Okay, you did.
Well, his name's Leon.
Because, so we did that Daniel Ricciardo, and then a new one. Who would have thought? Sir Patrick Stewart. He's a sir. And he's now joined the A-list celebrities who are doing this. In fact, we've got audio of it. This was Sir Patrick Stewart doing a shooey in a pub.
Would you like some?
I'd love some. Yeah? Yeah, yeah. Come really? On. Oh. You've done it before.
Oh. You're a good man.
Thank you. Cheers.
Dr. Xavier.
Is that Daniel Ricciardo giving it to him?
Yeah, it was actually up on the podium after the race.
At the Canadian Grand Prix.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing. And then, remember just the other day, Hugh Grant did a shoey, and this is one of the best.
Hugh Grant.
I see what you've done there. Listen to the crowd at the pub all singing, I've never seen Hugh Grant do a shoe.
Never seen Hugh Grant do a shoe. I've never seen Hugh Grant do a shoe.
And he did it.
Imagine leading up to that, he would have been all charming, wouldn't he? I'll put the drink in the shoe. I was like, you're charming little. Just put it down, you idiot.
And then Knowlesy, Shannon Knoll, he loves a shoey.
Down to the sides. A shoey for Shannon.
He'd had a rather large night, I reckon, Knowlesy.
He did. Well, and then, as you said, Fev, only a couple of days ago, you in this studio poured milk into our producer Leon's shoe, and you drank it.
Oh, and down she goes. Oh, he's done that beautifully. It's a milk shoey.
Man, that's, I've just lost street cred. And
yeah,
I did.
You did.
I lost a lot of cred. And the Daily Mail, geez, they're such good writers. They said that
they
I sculled out of my shoe. No, listen to the show.
What do they think you
it
sculled?
It wasn't my shoe.
Oh, I see. Just got the details wrong. Because you did do that.
Just got no idea.
Slow news day. Did that actually make the Daily Mail?
Yeah, it was in the Daily Mail.
Wow.
And
that's the part that hurt you. It's not my shoe.
It wasn't my shoe. I got street cred.
Yeah. There was something I thought we could do from here, guys, and go with me if you think it's a good idea, because I know you're all very supportive of my ideas.
Here we go.
I thought, on the back of Sir Patrick Stewart, so he's knighted, right? Star Trek Sir Patrick Stewart. He does a shoey. That's relatable. That's a sir who's willing to be with the people. Mm-hmm. I reckon, equivalently, all we'd need is one caller. It's that segment we call We've Got One, where we only need one caller. I'm sure a sir, someone knighted, is listening right now. I will also accept a lord.
What's happened here?
I think there should be great to know that someone out there is just a man of the people and listens to our show and is a knight. Why not?
Well, because there's no sirs listening. There's barely any sirs in Melbourne, let alone ones that would ring the show.
We could also accept a lord if you've been...
As in to perform from New Zealand, lord?
Lord or lord?
So
the knee on the end.
Let's get our head around this.
Yep.
He just spoke for 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's way too long. You're in and out of songs and you throw it a
No, that's not my role. 13 10 60, call us up right now if you're a sir. It's that segment.
We got one! Yeah,
you love the segment. We've always had fun with this segment.
I know you don't like this when Fev and I gang up, but I have to side with my friend Brendan. You are going to destroy this segment because what happens is somebody always calls up. Nobody's going to call. There are no sirs or lords that will ring this show.
Time will tell.
And then
Lord
you'll
Disick.
End up...
Oh, me?
You look like him.
Scotty Disick.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a lord...
He calls himself the Lord.
Okay.
Does he?
Oh, well, there
Give
you
me
go.
Time. Let me it's prove to you that one sir listens to this show. We've got an ad break.
Oh, really?
So at the end of this ad break, I'm sure one listens to us.
Okay, Byron, if we don't get a
Was
Lord
Was Jeffrey Rush knighted? He lives in Melbourne. Is it Sir Jeffrey Rush?
No.
Did you run this past Leon before we did?
Yeah.
Anyway, 13.
You did.
Can Leon I just passes. Say, why don't we do a little, why don't we put a wager on this? Byron, if no sirs or lords ring the show.
Don't start.
I'm tipping no.
I'm not in a costume. 13, 10, Come on. 60. Please, someone. We only need one caller, one sir, one knight, or one lord.
You step away from the last hour of the show.
I'll happily do that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We got one!
Fif, we know this segment. It's where we ask a question that is so narrow. If we got one caller answering the question, we know we've done very, very well.
Yes, and it's very unlikely we will. You have asked the question, Byron, you alone. Are there any sirs listening? Because Sir Patrick Stewart did a shoey at the Canadian Grand Prix, and a very unlikely thing for a sir, a man knighted by the crown, to do a shoey, drink out of a shoe.
Okay.
Is this also a segment called Drawing a Long Bow? Because I don't understand. So this is what you've...
Sir Patrick Stewart, man of the people. Yeah. Will a sir be listening? It's funny, you all doubted me, including Fev. But look at this.
What have we got?
We got one!
Here we go.
What have we got? A sirloin steak? What have we got?
So we've got a caller. Gareth from Frankston. Gareth, are you a sir?
Good morning, guys. I am. I'm a lord from Tottenham Estate in Scotland.
You are not.
I am. You can buy it for about $25.
Oh, I can't. That's not quite what I was talking about. But thank you for your call, Gav. No, we've all had our fun, but seriously, here's one.
We got one!
Okay, Jess, Jessica from Dandenong, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, Jess, already you'll be struggling to be a sir, and that's just a gender-related thing, so I'm not mean to be discriminatory, but are you in fact a sir?
When I was around 10, we went to Cryo Castle and I was knighted.
Okay. Again, thanks for the call, but not quite
That's one of the best,
what I was
Jess.
Hoping for.
Thank you.
How you going, Byron?
Not so all hope is lost.
You genuinely thought a sir might listen to this show.
I did think that. And
you were clutching at straws saying Sir Barry Humphreys might call.
He might. Oh, hang on.
We got one!
Who have we got here?
Who have we got here? Is it a sir?
Well, if you're looking for a sir, look no further. It's Sir Patrick Stewart. I've just called up to save this goddamn radio phoner, if I've got to be honest. I'm the official knight of the shoey. Byron, Greg, whatever your name is, you are correct. There is a sir around. I smashed that champers in Ricardo's shoe in Montreal. Even if it did have the unfortunate aftertaste of toe jam and burnt yogurt, I did it like a boss. And I'm happy I did it, dagnabbit. At least it was an F1 driver and not a basketball player. Those dudes have size 20 shoes. You scull one of those bad boys, you'll wake up in the dogs dressed as a nurse with a week missing in your memory.
Thank you, Sir Patrick Stewart.
We got one!
Who closes the book? We appreciate your call.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
It's been a couple of weeks now since Logan's party, Fev, and what a day that was.
Amazing.
Little Logan, it was his birthday party and we had it at Margaret Court Arena. We had so many people, we had thousands of people there. Sponsors were donating their time and their services to put on this huge party for a little boy that didn't have any friends, and his previous party when he turned 6, no one turned up. And we just thought, nah, not on. We're not having kids out there that don't have friends or don't have that excitement when people turn up at their party. And it was a huge day that's still resonating. We got an email from a mum, Melissa, who was there at the party. And she just wrote an email thanking us to Fifi, Fev, Dave and Byron. Hi, my name's Melissa. We met you at Logan's party. And it's just a gorgeous letter. I won't read it all because in the sentiment of her letter was she's got her her children and she's gone through her own struggles. But she wanted to give a gift to Logan's mum. And that was a lot of what came out of that event, I found, was the sharing and caring within our community and the fact that so many other parents were reaching out to Logan's mum and dad to say, oh, can we help you in some way? Because it can be tough for parents when their kids aren't necessarily accepted or have their own challenges.
And not just with Logan's mum and dad, it was all the other parents seeing the smiles on their kids' faces when they ran off to play with other kids. And it's like, my kid's 9 and never done that before.
It was,
and they were sitting there crying and I'm like, this is literally amazing.
I know, it was. And there's something in this letter, though, I wanted to share, and Melissa know, in fact, we're going to speak to Melissa in a second, that really struck me. And she wrote, I'll read it out. She said, one more thing to Fifi. At the party when I was talking to you with my daughter Leah and I got a bit teary, you did something for me that had more of effect than you'll know. She said, my mother is gone and I don't really have a lot of people around me. And the kids are there. She's obviously got her kids. But the day you gave me a hug, it meant so much to me because I haven't had a genuine hug from anyone in years other than the kids. And I really wanted to say how much that meant to me. And it was interesting because I thought about that. And that is an incredible thing because a lot of us take hugs for granted. But
you're a good hugger.
I do love a hug.
You're a good hugger.
I do love a hug.
So Melissa's gone, yeah, she's good at hugging.
I know. Because
it's like you mean it.
Yeah.
You really,
love a hug.
And you hug and you're like, yep.
But that, we're tight. I take them for granted, Fev. I take it for granted. And there are people out there that don't get hugs. Now, we've got Melissa on the line. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Mel, thank you for sharing that because I think that's something that is really honest. And I think a lot of people take hugs for granted, don't they?
I think they do. I know I do, to be honest. There's not a lot of people surrounding my little circle. And yes, I reckon everybody takes them for granted.
You do, and you can have kids, can't you, Melissa? And I could, it's funny, because you put your heart on your sleeve and said that. And I'm going to say right back at you, because I remember a few years ago, and I had Trixie, who was 2 at the time, and I remember everybody smothers your children with love. So I remember saying to my mum one day, because mum came over and I was just in not a great place at that time, and I said, Mum, I just need a hug. And Mum was like, oh, okay. And I said, because what you don't realise is everybody gives your kids love, but when you're a single parent and you're single, you don't have somebody at the end of the day to give you a hug or pat your back or you know, cuddle up to at night. You're not having physical contact with adults other than, you know, your gorgeous kids, and that can actually affect you after a while, can't it, Melissa?
Yeah, a little bit. It takes its toll, and then it makes, I guess in another way though, it makes it a little bit more special when you do get it compared to getting them all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't worry, Boxy, just have another kid and then that kid will get it all. Then Trixie gets nothing, you'll have someone to hug. Because don't worry, when you have more kids, they get left out. Because like Lulu gets all the love.
Yeah.
So Mia had it and then Mia got shafted. Then Lenny got it and she's like, oh, it's all Lenny. Lenny gets shafted, now it's all Lulu. That's what happens.
So that's exactly. So then the hugs get shared around. But I think hugging is something that we don't really give a lot of credence to. And I do think it's really important. And Melissa, I'm so glad you brought that to, because I think we should all be aware of that. Be mindful if you've got, I don't know, a sibling, a friend, a colleague. It's
well, I
okay
love
to
a hug.
You like, love
I,
a hug.
I give a hug too much. I'm like that man in handshake and then I hug. And it's like, yeah. I think I disrespect the hug. I just give it to everybody.
No, but that's not that sharing
good.
Love. I think even back to, you know, what, 10 years ago, I remember Oprah followed that guy who just stood in like Central Station and just free hugs. I think it's so good. It's so beneficial for your mind and for your emotional, I guess, your, you know, emotional health to get hugs. And if there's anyone listening like Melissa who just hasn't had a hug, 131060, are we not hugging enough? Do you need one?
And we'll get Byron dressed up down south.
Okay. Why does it always end up with me in a costume?
And we'll get Byron for an hour to do free hugs and we'll see how many he gets. That's a good idea.
Actually, you've packed me into a corner. It actually is a great idea.
And, we'll see how
Melissa,
many you get.
Melissa,
we'll
I'm happy to dress up and...
Would you like another hug, Melissa?
I guess the more the merrier.
Yes! She was reluctant.
Anyway, we'll
see
how we go. 131060. And I think what Fief asks is, for all the fun we've had, is a very genuine question if you haven't had a hug in a while.
Come down to Clarendon Street. Byron will be out the front.
Or just call us for now and we'll work on all the rest of that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
At Logan's big birthday party a week and a half ago, we were giving out hugs, weren't we, Fev? We were hugging. It was a really emotional day because you had lots of parents there who had, for whatever reasons, things going on in their life, children that were struggling and not necessarily fitting in. So that it was just this big loving and it was so nice to give hugs. And we got an email from Melissa who wanted to just point out that it meant so much to her to get a hug on that day because she doesn't really get hugs. And this can happen, particularly when you're a single parent and your children are everything. And people forget that you are a human being who needs to be touched and needs to feel that feeling you get when you get a hug, which is everything's going to be okay. And that is the way, and that would be if we had a scientist here in the studio, they would say that. The dopamine gets released in your brain, oxytocin floods through your system and you feel good about yourself.
Gee, that was good. We don't need a scientist.
If you never get that, that would be hard. And we've just said 13, 10, 60. Is there anyone else out there who just doesn't get hugs, hasn't had a hug for a while? Amber from Werribee. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good. Amber, Amber, you're missing hugs in your life?
I wasn't thinking about it until you brought it up, but I definitely am hug withdrawing.
Oh, Amber. Because it's one of these, as I said to you, it was a few years ago and I realised I hadn't had a hug or, you know, physical contact with an adult in any way for a little bit. And then I thought...
Oh, you just said that.
No, but what I meant was, you know, it's just like you just want someone to put their arms around
absolutely.
You and just hold you.
For sure.
And I hadn't had it. And it does, Amber, when you...
That's what Tinder's for.
When you think about it, it is quite... full on, isn't it, when you're missing hugs?
It is. It's hard. And I'm glad you brought it up this morning because I get a lot of hugs from little people, but it's been about 7 years since I've had an adult hug.
Oh, Amber. Well, I just got a big hug from Fev then, which was lovely. And
oh, what a sweetheart.
You know what we could do, Amber? I don't know whether it doesn't really work well on the radio, but what if we tried to give you a virtual hug over the airwaves right now?
Would telepathy
like
hug. I would love
okay,
it.
Okay, here we go. Fev's got big. Come on, Fev, give this everything. Here we go.
Oh, you darling.
Oh, whose hands are they?
That felt good.
I crept a little southward from
Amber,
my liking.
Thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you.
There we go, guys.
Past eight.
Wait, I think that just worked.
I think it did. And here's the thing. Just go out in your day today and think about that. Maybe just somebody needs a bit of a hug. Walk up and say, do you want a hug? Do you need a hug? Always ask first.
Yeah, always ask first. What's an HR issue?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
You had a shocker last week, Byron, and I felt for you because your Swans did happen to manage to beat my team, the Bulldogs, and we put on a
smashed
bet.
Them.
Probably cheated.
Well, look, it was the equivalent of a buy for us. We weren't really interested. So
that's how you played.
No, anyway, we'll see you. We saw you last September. Mm. We'll see you again, mate.
You
it's
won't
fine.
Even make
the we're the reigning premiers.
Yeah, you'll be there. They won't be there.
Yeah, thank you.
We will, they won't.
Yeah, we're the reigning premiers. Anyway, we made a bet, and for some reason, you got all your knickers in a knot because you thought you had won the bet.
Okay.
The bet was, and I'm happy to go back and relive the audio, but one of us had to dress up as a mascot. I think you'll find, Byron, you said this last Wednesday.
And if the Swans win, I will walk down Rodeo Drive dressed up as a bulldog. I won't be paying for the suit, though, so if someone in accounts
you're such
just
a tight
make sure
ass.
They get me.
Yeah, so if tight the Swans ass. Won, which they won, you would end up wearing
okay.
Why would you
a
make
suit.
That bet? It's
a terrible
so
reset. You didn't even acknowledge that I was doing the show from Los Angeles last week. It didn't even make sense. So, yes, I was doing the show from Los Angeles, and yes. It was just for the week because my son lives there. Obviously, what I said was completely different to that, and you listen to the podcast to hear what really was said. You've then fudged it around and changed the audio.
No, we don't know how to do that, and I don't know if you've got this audio, but we asked your son as well.
So, Z, you're a Swans fan, right?
Yes.
So obviously, you've heard about this bet with me and Fifi.
Yes. So, if the Bulldogs win, Fifi has to walk around Melbourne wearing a Swans costume. And then, if the Swans win, you have to go dress as a Bulldog in LA.
I mean, is anything?
You said that.
Nothing, you need to yell at your son, mate.
Okay.
It's not us.
I mean, you guys will stop at nothing for a prank. You've literally altered the audio of my innocent. Just turned 9-year-old son.
Who sent
extraordinary.
That?
Extraordinary.
Who sent that?
I sent it to you, and
you
then someone has fudged it.
We wouldn't know how to do that, Byron. But anyway, you are a good sport because you did lose the bet in your team lot. Your team won, which is
amazing,
extraordinary. But you did dress up in a dog suit. Now, as we promised, we've got our producers here who do a brilliant job. They were unable to find a bulldog suit, but they did find what was it? Puddles the puppy. It was an ill-fitting dog suit, and to explain ill-fitting to everyone listening. You're a very tall man, and
6'5".
Puddle's legs came up to about mid-calf. So it was unfortunate. You're a floppy-eared dog, and you're walking through Rodeo Drive. Can we please hear the audio of how it went?
Yeah. Hi there. You saw me on the street, and you thought maybe you should get a picture with me?
Of course.
Why? Why? What? Do you like my look?
Yeah, thank you very much.
It was horrendous. It was a horrible evening.
So let me get this straight. You're not only dressed as a dog,
but you basically got three-quarter pants on like it's 2001.
Correct. And if you go to Instagram, there is a video there. I'll just get on the front foot because you're about to say it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, was that the best audio you got?
Oh, look, I sent minutes of audio. That's the best they found.
Right.
Really? And can you explain why you walked around?
Sorry, next time I'll gladly not dress up as a puppy in the middle of...
I don't want to put you out. You're like, oh, can I get a photo? She didn't even say anything about you being a dog. You just said, oh, can I get a photo?
You could have got her to do a better reset.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, there's other things you forgot to do over there, but
at the end of the day, character, why did you go around sniffing other dogs' crutches? We never told you to do that either.
Seriously, guys, it was awkward. I've done it to be a good sport, but it was so awkward walking along Rodeo Drive, dresses, Puddles the puppy. It was a career low point.
Fev and I will both say one of the funniest things we've ever seen, and I'm not kidding. We weren't even together when we saw the video footage and the photo. I laughed so hard, I hurt myself.
I found myself standing there dressed as this puppy, and people thought I was some sort of tourist attraction, so I sort of had to own it. And then that's awkward, because they sort of half wanted a picture, but half thought I was weird. I didn't know what to do.
I literally was sitting on the couch with my mother-in-law, and I watched it a good 5 to 10 times and could not stop laughing. And she's like, what are you laughing at? I showed Leslie and she lost it.
Okay, well, it's on the Instagram. It's on Instagram now.
You know what I look like? You know those people who move to Hollywood because they think they're going to be a star, and 25 years later and they're on Venice Beach dressed as a dog?
Okay.
I'm still going to make it.
Come buy a car.
Time to take traffic.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We've all heard in the world of celebrity there are diva demands, and the bigger the celeb, apparently the bigger the demands. A list of what performers demand at their performances. It's often called a rider. So when you go and perform, like Fev, when you go and perform at or go and appear at the South Melton RSL, you'll go, I'll need some froffies out the back.
Oh, this is very funny, Boxy, because I didn't know this was coming up, but I've ordered some food for you.
What?
To come today really? To the studio.
It's like her rider.
And I didn't ask for it.
No, that's but I'm like, it was a surprise. So we can all have these amazing burgers.
Yeah.
But the guy's stuck in traffic.
Oh, well, there you go. You're not getting yours.
I'm like, this is...
The rider's not on its way.
This is not good.
No. Well, I guess ordering breakfast, Fev, is a lovely gesture. Kanye West, though, apparently when he appears or performs, he'll only use Versace towels. That's $400 each for a towel.
Right.
For sure, during her Living Proof, the farewell tour back in the early 2000s, she reportedly insisted upon a separate room just for her wigs and hair pieces. I actually get that, though, because they get knotty people be running in and out of the room.
I always demand Canadian clubs. Yep.
Now, fair enough, when he's at Melton
good
South.
Chat, good chat.
Canadian clubs?
Look.
It's a Scotch.
Scotch.
Oh, cool. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Beyonce, she insisted her crew members wear 100% cotton. And she also demanded alkaline water chilled to 21 degrees with $900 titanium straws.
Wow. Okay. So you're sort of acting...
Does not.
It's all reported. It's reports.
You have a view on that sort of behaviour, Fief, and you sort of, you know, you've read through
I think it's
some
terrible.
Of that. Yeah, sure.
I think there are things you need, like a glass of water, but no, okay. I think diva demands are a bit much.
Why don't we just tap in, you know, just to cross-check, I suppose, with you, what you've said so far to inner feelings. We've got this special technology.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Ew, it's just the Queen's birthday long weekend. What presents did you get me, guys?
Well, I would never think that. I didn't even know. I wouldn't even...
For the Queen.
No, I see what you're doing. Yep, no, yep.
Don't
think that.
What do you mean
that?
I'm doing? We're doing it.
We're not. Okay. I'm not you. You're not me.
This is Fifi's brain. We have incredible technology where we speak directly to Fifi's brain. Now, Fifi, you were once the Sunrise Entertainment editor over there on Channel 7.
Killed it.
So, I mean, you got to meet...
Oh, geez, do we get up to some mischief.
Okay. Look, you got to meet some A-list celebs. Who would you say, and be honest with us, was the most demanding?
Ooh, do you know what?
Koshy?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't think of any, actually. I had a really good run. I never thought a star was demanding.
All right.
Well, I'll take this one. To be honest, most demanding, probably the Sunrise crew, because most of them needed a drop sheet because they were drooling too much because I looked smoking hot.
Okay, there we go. You've performed a lot in your time as well, Fief. I'm talking to the actual Fief now rather than the brain.
I've performed.
This is a safe space here, obviously,
thank you.
So you may as well be honest. Have you had any demands in your time as a radio or television performer?
Never. The only thing we do get water in the studio every day just because we're talking a lot on air and you often need a glass of water.
Sure.
So that's the only thing that we have in there. But that's, can I say, that's collective. Fev, Byron, Dave, we've all got glasses of water.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, and if we could get sparkling, that'd be a whole lot better.
Hate sparkling. Am I right, clearly don't know me very well. I hate sparkling. So there, gotcha.
You got yourself.
Gotcha.
So you got yourself, so you're an idiot. Is that what happened just then? Is that what's going on? All right, let's cut to the chase. Eh? Any demands? Boy, do I have demands. The one that stands out, when I was on Dancing with the Stars, okay? I demanded that Kate Sobrano get out of my way so I could get what's rightfully mine. She won and I got runner-up, so now, for her own good, I demand that she sleeps with her eyes open because I will get my revenge.
All right, thank you. I think we've heard enough from Fifi's brain.
This Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up gives you the freedom to hear your favourite show wherever, whenever. With Jeep's Freedom Days, get an amazing finance offer across the range until June 30. See jeep.com.au for details. Conditions apply.